们请大家仍然继续打开刚才我们所念的那段经文。
I ask that we leave our Bibles open to the passage we just read.
我们这些是感恩的季节。
As we celebrate Thanksgiving.
当我们想到在感恩季节当中很多可以感恩的事情。
We reflect upon the many things that we can be thankful for.
有些是大的事情，有些是小的事情。
There could be major events or minor events.
所以凡事都可以感恩。
But in everything we can give thanks.
我们可以在逆境的时候，在不顺利的时候。
And even in dire circumstances.
然后都可以感恩。
We can still find reason to give
thanks. 在特别的环境当中。
And in special circumstances.
我们也可以感恩。
We can be thankful as well.
在顺境的时候更加感恩。
And when things are going well, all the more we are thankful.
很多时候在顺境当中我们不晓得感恩。
But many times we forget to be thankful in the midst of things.
因为我们感觉到那是理所当然的事情。
Because we would take it for granted.
但是在这个顺境当中遇到难处的时候啊
But when things are difficult,
我们就想到说应该感恩了
Then we think about, it is time to be thankful.
因为我们人生当中所遇见的事情不是每一件都很顺利的
Because not everything will be the way we would like things to turn out to be.
这里我们讲到说什么是感恩呢
So first we would like to talk about what is thanksgiving.
感恩是蒙恩的人啊对施恩者的一种回应
Thanksgiving is a response of someone who has been blessed.
把心里感激的言语表露出来。
And it is to express our heartfelt gratitude.
或者借助这些感谢的话语。
And it is the words of thanks.
是不是用行动来表达他感恩的心
？Perhaps we can use actions to reflect our thankfulness.
我相信在每一次感恩季节的时候啊。
And every time as we celebrate Thanksgiving,
也许我们真的很多人很多可以值得感恩的事情。
And we could think about many things and many people to be thankful for.
刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
And as we just sang the
hymn. 当你遇到难处的时候啊。
Even when things are difficult.
你就想数一数神给我们的恩典了。
But let us count blessings.
我们就可以增添我们的信心。
And it will strengthen our faith.
让我们更加有信心地跟随主的道路。
And we can be even more steadfast in our faith.
当你感觉到很沮丧、很退、感觉到很软弱的时候。
And when we feel weak.
然后你想到神的恩典这么大临到你身上
And at least as we reflect on the vast grace of God
那么可以重新得力
Then we can be strengthened again
来行走天路
To walk the path
有些人在车祸当中蒙神的保守
So as we are protected by God
如果我们在车祸的时候看起来哇很严重
Say for instance in a car accident
外表看起来真是很严重的事情。
In appearance, it may look to be a very serious situation.
甚至过路的人都摇头说：“这个人肯定是没有命的。”
And a passersby might have thought that it is very a terrible accident.
但是因为他蒙上帝的恩典，这个人竟然在危难当中可以活下来。
But by the grace of God, the passenger may have survived.
也许昏迷几天，后来就醒过来了，对不对
？Maybe would be in coma for a few days, but would have.Awaken.
有些人在经济不景气的时候
，and many people as we are in difficult circumstances，
神赐福给他
，God would bless you，
让他能够找到工作
，to find a job，
让他能够生存下去
，and to continue to live，
他也可以感恩
，and this to be thankful for。
有时候我们生活在恐惧当中
，and when we are in the midst of fear，
我们对前途感觉到很渺茫
，and when we think that the road ahead is blurry，
心中非常的惧怕。
And our hearts are gripped with fear.
但是他经历到神的看顾的时候啊
，But as we experience the protection of God,
他心里献上感恩的心
，Our hearts exudes with gratitude.
有些人为他的丈夫感恩
，Perhaps you'd be thankful for your spouse.
有时候为他妻子感恩
，Or your wife.
有时候为他的儿女，因为相信耶稣基督而蒙而感恩
，Or be thankful for your children that they have found the Lord.
那么有些人在生病当中得蒙主的医治，也可以感恩
，Or for those who have found healing in God.
所以我们可以为很多的事情感恩
，There are many things to be thankful for.
不管是特别的事情
，Special things.
普通的事情
，Ordinary things.
还有顺境
，In things when things are going well.
或者逆境
，Or things are not going well.
都可以向神感恩的。
All these situations.
所以感恩向神，向那个施恩的人啊，一个回应，用言语行动表达出来，这就是感恩了。
So thankfulness is defined as the response verbally or in actions to someone who has been blessed.
第二方面跟大家思想为什么要感恩呢？
Now let's talk about why do we need to be thankful.
诗篇103篇大卫告诉我们了。
Psalm 103, David said.
他感恩有几个原因。
There are several reasons to be thankful.
第一个原因是他罪得了赦免。
And first is because he has been pardoned from his sins.
这是他感恩的原因了。
And that's the first reason to be thankful.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
当大卫犯罪的时候啊。
When David sinned.
他心里面实在很痛苦。
His heart was very saddened.
诗篇五十篇形容他那种痛苦的光景。
Psalm 50 explains or describes the gravity of his heart.
也许他晚上睡不着。
And he could not sleep.
白天所思想都是他所犯罪的事情。
And even during the day, he would be thinking about his sins.
所以极其的痛苦。
And he was in extreme anxiety.
所以只有大卫能够体会，别人不能体会的。
And this only David can understand.
但是大卫经历什么？经历神的赦免。
Because David has been pardoned of his sins.
神赦免他。
And God has forgiven him.
后来他就写了诗篇三十三篇、三十二篇。
He wrote Psalm 32.
他说得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这个人是有福的人。
And he said, "Blessed is the one who has been pardoned by God."
他罪得了赦免。
For sins to be forgiven.
心灵得到释放。
And your hearts are set free.
他觉得这是个有福气的人。
This is a blessed person.
大卫他不认为他是个君王。
David did not consider himself.
住在王宫里面。
Or living in a palace,
过舒服的生活
having a comfortable life,
而且这是有福
he did not think that was being blessed.
反而他真正体会到罪得到赦免，那是个真正有福气的人。
And what he concluded is the one who has been pardoned of his iniquities is the one who is blessed.
因为他体验到神赦免他之后那种快乐和平安。
Because he has experienced in his life.The peace that comes from being pardoned.
第二个原因，大卫感恩的，他说。
The second reason for David.
蒙上帝的医治。
Being thankful is that he was healed by God.
我们不知道大卫身体上有什么疾病，我们不知道。
We are not sure just exactly what illnesses David was beset with.
但是我们确知他灵上真的出了毛病的。
But we know that he was ill in some fashion.
所以我们看见神特别医治他的灵性。
And we could see that the Lord healed his illness.
让他可以重新得力起来。
So that he would be strengthened and renewed.
当他知道他自己犯错的时候。
When he realized that he committed sin.
他就说，神啊，我得罪你了。
And he said, Lord, I have sinned against you.
然后拿单先知马上说，神赦免你了。
And the prophet Nathan said,The Lord has forgiven you.
所以意思说，他的心灵不但得罪得到医治，他心灵也得到医治。
Not only was his sin pardoned, but his heart was forgiven.
所以神赦免他。
The Lord forgave him.
神也医治他。
And the Lord healed him.
神也救赎他。
And the Lord also saved him.
救他脱离仇敌的手。
Saved him from his enemies.
你看见大卫的生平当中啊。
In the life of David,
都是逃难的人生。
He has been running away.
扫罗王布下天罗地网要捉他。
Because King Saul wanted to find him.
但是在以后，我们看见神怎么用厚恩待他呢
？And we can see how the Lord has really protected David.
没有把大卫交在扫罗的手中。
Because he did not let David fall in the hands of
King Saul. 让他可以正式登基做以色列的王帝。
So that David finally took the throne and became king.
就是他脱离敌人的手。
It is because he escaped from his enemies.
就是他脱离迫害他的人。
And God has freed him from his enemies.
所以这些他都可以感谢上帝的。
For all these things, David was thankful for.
不但如此呢。
And not only so.
还供应他各方面的需要。
And God also provided for.
在大卫的一生当中。
In David's life.
他体会到神是很丰富的神。
He experienced the bountifulness of God.
他说他一生一世都住在神的殿中里面。
Because all his life he lived in the temple of God.
因为他体会到上帝的恩典。
And he experienced.
不但如此。
Not only.
神也为他伸冤。
God also sought for his judgment.
在大卫的生命当中，他受很多冤屈。
Because in David he was falsely in his life he was falsely accused.
被敌人追赶。
And he was sought after by his enemies.
被扫罗追赶。
And he was pursued by King Saul.
很多人误会他。
And he was misunderstood by many people.
但是他说神为他伸冤。
But he said God has vindicated me.
所以他献上感恩的心呢。
So he offered his thankful heart.
所以在诗篇二十三篇他写怎么写呢
？Psalm 23.
在我一生一世里面呢
，For all the rest of my life.
都有神的恩典和慈爱在里面。
The blessing of the Lord will be upon me.
我觉得太宝贵的嘞。
And this is the most precious.
可以反省一下我们自己啊。
And let us ponder upon ourselves.
在我们人生的每一个环节里面呢。
In all the circumstances that we come across.
你没有体会到神在看顾你呢。
Have you noticed that the Lord is protecting you?
你没有体会到神在祝福你。
Have you noticed that the Lord is blessing you?
真的，我们这人生这每一个环节当中，神都看顾我们。
Because the Lord is watching over us.
所以我们可以像大卫说，我一生一世都有神的慈爱和恩惠与我同在。
Because we could echo what David has said, that all the rest of my life I will be blessed by God.
你知道神怎么赐福给大卫吗？
Do you realize how God blessed David?
在撒母耳记下十二章告诉我们呢。
In 2 Samuel, it was recorded.
上帝一口气就叫拿单把给大卫的事情都讲出来了。
Through the prophet Nathan, God has revealed his word.
第一，他说，我告你做以色列君王。
First, he said, I will anoint you as the king of Israel.
大卫是个牧羊童，神告他做以色列君王。
And imagine that David was only a shepherd and he was to be king.
上帝把这些列出来。
And the Lord explained all this.
这里圣经告诉我们怎么样讲呢？
And the Bible says,
第十二节说，耶和华向我所赐给我的一切的厚恩，不是薄恩呐，厚厚的恩典。
Verse 12, that these are all the many riches and blessings of God.
所以他说，我告你做以色列君王。
I have anointed you as the king of Israel.
第二，我救你脱离扫罗的手。
And secondly, I have freed you from the hands of King Saul.
第三，我把扫罗的产业家业都给你。
And thirdly, I will give you all the treasures of King Saul.
这是白白的恩典。
And those are free.
我们讲是从
blessings.
我们讲是从天上掉下来的馅饼，对不对？
And it is as if blessings just came down from heaven.
你是看下去的时候太多了。
And if you continue reading, you will see even more blessings.
他说把以色列犹大都赐给他。
And from Israel and Judah were all given to him.
坐在君王的宝座上。
And he ascended to the throne.
所以大卫说，耶和华向我所赐的一切厚厚的恩典。
And therefore David said, God has truly and richly blessed me.
所以今天我们可以在神面前可以反省一下自己。
And today we can ponder upon this and on our lives.
从蒙恩的那个时刻开始。
From the moment we were saved by grace,
我相信真的很多恩典临到我们身上。
Many blessings have come across our lives.
数算不完的，对不对？
And we cannot finish counting.
如果我们好好去数算的时候，列出来的时候，真的数算不完的。
And if you think about it, it will be too many to count.
第三方面。
The third point.
我们怎么感恩呢？
Let's talk about how do we.
诗人他感受到感受到神的恩典。
The psalmist experienced the blessings of God.
大卫是个感恩的人啊。
And David is a person of gratitude.
他马上就有一个回答。
And he immediately responded.
你看这个十二节。
Verse 12 of Psalms 116.
我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩。
And what shall I render the Lord for all his benefits towards me?
大卫他想，我应该怎么去报答神？
So David asked himself, how do I repay the Lord?
神这样赐福给我，恩待我。我怎么去报答他呢？
For the Lord has so richly blessed me. What do I give back?
看第一节。
Verse 1.
116篇第一节。
Psalm 116, verse 1.
讲什么？我爱耶和华。看到吗？
I love the Lord.
我爱耶和华。
I love the Lord.
所以诗人提及感恩的时候啊。
So when the psalmist talked about thanksgiving.
他第一句话就说我爱耶和华。
The first word is, I love the Lord.
这是何等的美。
And this is beautiful.
这也是世人感恩的原因。
And this is the reason for giving thanks.
他领受神一个很好的回应，我爱耶和华。
It is a response to the love of God.
我们知道很多时候我们讲爱耶和华是很容易的事情，爱上帝很容易的事情。
Many times we take the word love for granted and we say we love the Lord.
但是圣经怎么对我们要求呢？
But what does the Bible require from us?
他要求什么呢？你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The Bible says we have to love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our soul, and with all our strength.
看见吗？尽心、尽意、尽力、尽性 爱你的神。
You have to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul.
我们真的可以在神面前反省自己啊。
Let us reflect upon ourselves in the presence of God.
我们到底爱上帝多少？
Just how much do we love the Lord?
我们愿意付上的代价多少？
How much are we willing to give?
我想我们比别人更清楚，对不对？啊，
we should know this ourselves.
尽心尽意尽力爱神是很重要的。
To love the Lord with all our being.
愿意付上代价。
And willing to give of ourselves.
第二件事情。
The second.
怎么感恩呢？
Point on how to love the Lord.
十二节十三节告诉我们说。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
传扬神的名字。
I shall proclaim the Lord.
我们知道在四福音里面，在四福音书里面，
in the four Gospels,
在耶稣基督在世界上的时候，
when the Lord Jesus was, in this world,
他曾经医好许许多多有疾病的人。
He has healed so many of those that were sick.
有些人他们跟从耶稣，
and the people followed Jesus.
有些人耶稣不要他跟从耶稣，
and some people avoided him.
为什么呢？
Why?
他要他回去，
and he wanted them to return.
向他的家人。
To talk to your families,
向他的亲戚
your relatives,
讲说耶稣在你身上奇妙的作为
tell them about the work that the Lord has done in your life,
宣扬耶稣基督是位怎么样的神
and to proclaim that the Lord has healed you,
分享你生命的见证
and to share your life's testimony.
我们知道我们神的恩典临到我们身上
as we are blessed andreceive the grace of God,
改变我们的生命、
and he changed our lives.
也许你的朋友看到你生命改变很奇妙
and the people will see the change in your life.
你可以借着这样的机会
and you can take the opportunity
把耶稣基督告诉他
to share about the Lord Jesus Christ.
神怎么在你身上做改变的工作
and how the Lord has changed your life.
叫对方能够认识耶稣基督
and he may come to see the Lord as well.
第二个感恩的方法就是传扬耶稣基督
So the second way to be thankful is to proclaim the Lord.
分享你生命的见证。
To share your life's testimony.
第三方面。
The third point.
我们可以参与服侍神。
We can serve the Lord.
我们看见神借着摩西救以色列人离开埃及。
We could we remember that God has used Moses to take the people out of Israel out of Egypt.
经过很多的困难，对不对？
And they have experienced a lot of difficulties.
经过看到很多的神迹。
And they have seen as well many miracles.
法老王还是不肯放他们离开。
Yet Pharaoh refused to let the people go.
摩西告诉他们说，神的百姓要到旷野去服侍他。
And Moses said the people of the Lord will serve him in the wilderness.
法老王说，为什么不在埃及侍奉呢？
So Pharaoh said, why don't you serve in Egypt?
埃及是代表世界。
Because Egypt represented the world.
所以世界不能服侍神的。
And the world cannot serve.
一定要离开世界到个地方去。
You have to leave the world to go somewhere else.
叫他们离开埃及到旷野地方去服侍神。
And leave Egypt to go to the wilderness.
所以我们很清楚看见神救以色列人的目的。就是要服侍他。
So we can see that the purpose of the Lord saving the people of Israel is to serve him.
你是否还记得有一次彼得跟耶稣带着耶稣去探访他家里的时候啊？彼得带耶稣。
So when Peter took the Lord to see his family,
因为他的岳母生病啊。
Because his mother-in-law was ill.
所以彼得就带耶稣到他岳母的家里面去了。
So Peter took the Lord to his house.
他岳母躺在病床上。
And the mother-in-law was bedridden.
后来耶稣就医治他。
And the Lord healed her.
他岳母好了。
And the mother-in-law was healed.
就起来了。
And he stood up.
圣经怎么讲？
And the Bible said.
他就服侍耶稣和他的门徒。
And the Bible said that she stood up and served the Lord and his disciples.
那是很好的一幅图画，对不对？
So that was a beautiful picture.
我们可以感恩。
We can be thankful.
可以借着服侍他来向我们神感恩。
We can also serve by being thankful.
请看十四节第四点。
So verse 14.
我们怎么感恩呢？
How do we be thankful?
十四节讲什么呢？
Verse 14.
我要向他在众人面前向耶和华还我的愿。
Says, I shall pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
还我的愿，看到吗？
To pay my vows.
十九节
verse 19.
向耶和华还我的愿，第二次提到了。
I shall pay my vows to the Lord.
意思说这些人在神面前有所承诺。
Because these people made a promise before the Lord.
也许在你人生当中你遇到难处的时候。
And because maybe in their difficult way.
你要晓得，如果你听我的祷告。
And they made a vow.
如果你医治我
that Lord, if you heal me,
如果你看顾我
if you help me,
等我好了，我就怎么样来服侍你。
And I will serve you when I'm well.
还愿。
And this is to pay your vows.
你向你所承诺的，向神感恩，向神还愿。
It is to do what you have promised to do for the Lord.
就好像撒母耳的母亲在圣殿里面这样的祷告。
Remember the mother of Samuel made this prayer in the temple.
她祷告神。
She said,
神，如果你给她一个给我一个儿子。
Lord, if you give me a son,
等他出生长大以后。
And when he is grown,
我乐意把他奉献给你。
I will offer him for you.
结果呢？
And
撒母的母亲看了，就真的照他所承诺的还愿，把撒母奉献给神。
So it turned out that Hannah, Samuel's mother, gave birth to Samuel and offered Samuel to the Lord.
今天我知道很多人在神面前向神承诺很多的东西。
And many people, many of us today, make our promises before the Lord.
但是事情经过之后呢，什么都没有了。
And when things happen and we forget.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们再看十四节，十七节。
Let us turn again to verse 17.
十七节讲什么呢
？Verse 17.
我要以感谢为祭献给你。
I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
感谢为祭献给神。
A sacrifice of thanksgiving.
我想我们这生活当中很多事情可以感谢神的。
We know there are many things to be thankful for in our lives.
都讲不完，对不对？
And we cannot.
很多的事情都感谢神。
We cannot enumerate all this.
神给我们健康的身体。
God has given us good health.
神给我们有工作。
God has given us work.
有居住好的环境。
Good circumstances.
这些我们都可以感谢神的。
Many things to be thankful for.
如果你打开报纸一看的时候，
But if you turn the newspaper,
你看到菲律宾的中部那个打罗板的地方啊，
the terrible typhoon that hit the Philippines，
我看都是夷为平地啊，
It's all washed away，
非常凄凉，
the storm，
非常痛苦，
and it is such a calamity，
没有水，没有食物，
the people there are without food and without water，
抢食物，
and there is riots going on，
我们看到很多还有尸体遍满全地。
And dead bodies,
没有人指挥，没有人收拾。
Lying on the streets and nobody to care.
非常凄凉的事情。
And it is heartbreaking.
所以你看见我今天我们在很好的环境当中。
And yet we are in such comfort today.
我们可以自由的敬拜神。
And we can worship the Lord freely.
我们要为此献上感谢的心。
So we have to be thankful.
所以今天是感恩的季节里面。
So today as we celebrate Thanksgiving.
我相信我们很多很多事情可以感谢的。
Many, many things in our lives to be thankful for.
让我们做个感恩的人。
But let us be thankful people.
如果我们做个感恩的人呢？
And we have, if we are thankful.
我们是个快乐的人。
We will be joyful.
我们是个有喜笑的人，对不对？
We will be full of joy.
因为我们会感恩，会快乐。
And thankfulness comes with joy.
如果你的人生当中很多抱怨、很多埋怨呢，肯定不会快乐的。
But if there is a lot of bitterness and grief in your life,
但是如果你想到主救赎我们，给我们新的生命，给我们做个新造的人，做神的儿女，我们满心欢喜快乐。
But think about the redeeming grace of the Lord who saved us to be God's children. We need to be thankful.
在我们生命当中，我们会失去喜乐。
There will be moments in our lives where we will not experience joy.
因为我们生活开始抱怨神了。
And we will begin to gripe against the Lord.
所以撒旦把这喜乐都拿掉了。
Because Satan will take away this joy from our lives.
所以我们就没有喜乐。
And we lost the joy.
我们就没有力量了。
And we will lose our strength.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
圣经告诉我们说，凡事都谢恩，对不对？
The Bible says.Give thanks in all things.
所以我相信很多事情可以感谢神的。
And many things to be thankful for.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
求主做个感恩的人。
To be thankful individuals. So may God bless us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for reminding us why we need to be thankful. How we can be thankful. There are many circumstances, Lord, in each of our lives that we tend to take the many blessings you have bestowed upon us for granted. But as we look around, Lord, there are many people even less fortunate than we are, that even in grave danger or have nothing to cover their heads. But Lord, we want to be thankful not only for the material things you have given us, for the friends and family around us, but more importantly,for the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing, Lord, that you can strengthen our hearts regardless of circumstances, that you are healing our hearts and we are redeeming us from sin. We thank you, Lord, for your message, and thank you, Lord, for your words, and may we keep them in our hearts, not only during Thanksgiving, but every day of our lives, that we may truly live out, Lord, the love that you've given us, that we may love others the way you've loved us. We thank you and praise you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.